biscuit. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
Did you hear how that was a little different this time?
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Julie.
Unfortunately,
should I just like pretend to be them for the episode? That could be a little.
Could you do that? That would be great.
I don't know. It'd be tough, I think.
Do Dooley again. Okay. Or not.
Oh, that's good. Oh, behind the outpost.
Oh, that's pretty good. Dooley's going to kill you. Okay. So just me and Fusion today. Chin and Dool could not join us.
It's been a rough week, man. You know, holidays are wrapping up. People are getting back to work and everything. So. Yeah.
I have no
deal with us today.
I have no excuse because I'm snowed in. I can't leave. Too much snow. So much snow.
Not that much. I mean, it's a lot.
I have like 2 feet of snow, dude. Yeah. That's a lot of snow. Oh,
shovel with you when you go out.
That's right. At least take a shovel. Take your snowshoes.
Get some kind of like weird shoes that like have some kind of like heat thing in them, so like it just melts the snow as you walk.
A parka. Some seal blubber.
Sure.
Okay. Anyways,
that is the sound of me backing up slowly.
Yeah. I'm going to walk away now.
Over here, if you need me, across the room.
All right. Play online news for this week. We have New Year's greetings.
This kind of like just I don't know. Like we were expecting it, but it's kind of like I don't know. They do it every year. There's nothing new this year.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same old stuff. I guess this is the year of the tiger. So if you see some NPCs and a bunch of tigers in some random area, that's what it's for. You know, for people that haven't gotten the battle door or the Horace Spire or, you know, the snowmen, now's the time to get it. So if you don't have those, do the event.
Time is running out. How about the Starlight Celebration and the Smilebringer Boot Camp? The Smilebringer Boot Camp is going to keep going, isn't it?
It is, and that actually takes us right into PFA news.
Oh, does it now?
It does, because I woke up the other day and I'm like, hey, Starlight's over. That means the boot camp stuff is still up. You know, so like, what did they do? You know, what did they change?
Right.
It's actually still the Smilebringer Boot Camp. They're just not dressed up as Santa Claus anymore, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so what you do... I actually went around to each area, well, not every area, but like each area for each like difficulty or whatever, just to see, you know, fees, rewards and stuff like that. And the rewards were actually pretty decent.
I see that.
Yeah, I was surprised. And I don't know if these vary at all. I did it by doing like the fastest completion time or whatever time you needed in order to get the event items during Starlight. So this is like the best reward that you can get. So I don't know if that's it, you know, that's the highest you can get, nothing else, or if there's, you know, a range of, okay, you could get this or you could get this or, you know, I'm not sure how that works. So, if anybody else has tried it and gotten something different, you know, leave a comment up in the post or email us, let us know.
Right.
But basically what you do, it's the same location as they were during Starlight. It's actually the same layout too for all the different, checkpoint NPCs. So the beginner ones, they cost like 600 gil. It's for the children. So, you know, you're not just giving money to the system, it's for the children.
Won't someone please think of the children?
I mean, just all the children talking like, oh, I need to get that picture from like The Simpsons of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It just felt so
I was wondering what that was. Yeah. I mean, you could tell that it's from Simpsons, but I was
Won't somebody think of the children?
Yeah.
But, so 600 gil for the beginner courses. I did mine in South Gustavsburg and got a stack of herb seeds.
Which not isn't just, bad.
A stack.
Cool. Yeah.
A stack. Like, I mean, that's pretty good. I think
that's pretty good.
But NPCs for a decent chunk.
Well, yeah, no. If you're a gardener, then that's...
And if you're a gardener, right. I mean, that's really good.
That's...
And it's weird because all of the rewards seem to have something to do with gardening. I think this is Square Enix. Like,
this is true. This is true.
Fans, please have some more stuff to garden with.
Exactly.
Intermediate, I did the Highlands. That cost 900 gil to do a run there. And I got one bag of cactus stems.
I'm so, like, not a gardener in 11.
Yeah,
I did dabble with the tree cuttings thing a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very profitable back then. I don't know if it is or not anymore, but...
Yeah, I mean, I got the cactus stem, and I'm thinking, you know, what is this for? I was thinking, the first thing that had popped into my head was Amigo Sabotar Tender?
Sabotender, yeah.
Jughead thing, like, maybe, but no. You can actually use it for gardening. You can do, like, you can get, like, adamant ore, mithril ore, gold ore, rock salt, you know, just some of that stuff.
Good times.
So, that was cool. And then for the advanced course, I went to Rowanberry Fields, and that was 1,200 gil. to get into that one, and I got a tree cutting, one bag of tree
cutting. Nice. Tree cuttings are cool. Like, a long time ago, what the cool thing to do was you'd make like four
that
or five
back
mules
in the day, man. You farm tree cuttings. That
yeah,
was it.
Yeah, dude, you have like four or five mules stacked their mark house with pots and made
the elemental
tree cuttings.
Orb, wasn't it? That starts with
no. They made saplings. You make saplings, and the saplings sell for good money, or used to sell for good money. I don't know what the deal is now, but I used to have like four or five mules with like 25 pots each,
mm-hmm.
making money.
When the saplings were used for the ores, that's what it was.
Yeah, the saplings are used for the ores.
Right. So I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, overall, you look at the rewards for, you know, stack of herb seeds, that's like 1k on the auction house.
How often can you do these?
You can do one per Benadiel day, so one every hour.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, you know, stack of herb seeds is like, you know, 1k on the auction house, bag of cactus stems, you know, 1 to 2k, tree cutting 1 to 2k a piece. So, I mean, it's not horrible. And if you're a gardener, it's even better. I mean...
Totally.
You know, and especially just starting right off, you know, go out and, you know, start the game, Gustaberg, stack of herb seeds, there you go. I mean, you know, that'll set you off pretty good. So.
All right, for sure. You know, I love how our first bit of news was just ding, over.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's
New
cool.
Year's, it's like New Year's event and battle doors, blah, 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 done it before.
Yeah, exactly. Something, yeah, something, not something
whole,
dark side.
There you go.
Okay. Good time. That's all the news this week.
Yeah, I mean, there's
going to be a pretty short show this week. Sorry. I don't know. We could make it long if we want and talk about something deep between you and I, Fusion. I think if we wanted to, let's go into player achievements, Fusion.
All right. So lots of player achievements this week, probably because we gave him an extra day to leave comments. Earth Digger finished up Chains of Promathia, got his Raja's Ring, which is the best ring ever. Completed both Better the Demon You Know and Over the Hills and Far Away. And they say, not an achievement of my own, but I got to see one of my salvage members go 1-for-1 on Masha's coat as well as Naaman Slap. So that's pretty cool.
Cool.
We have Leif. Skilled the bone craft up from 36 to 41 and ranked up to apprentice. Got core up to 28, level blue up to 23 while learning some spells. Capped archery skill on ranger and then acquired two weapons from Nizel for their collection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Theodis got puppet master up to 69 through a combination of campaign battles and low man partying with their link shell. Finally has enough money to buy a turbocharger. But it's on the auction house on the check.
Nice. So,
yeah. I hate when that happens. It's like, oh, finally I have enough money to get something and it's not on the auction house. That's great. Edwith got their Corsair Relic hat and Gallier Chapeau in the same day. That hat, those are both pretty good hats.
That is very.
That's great.
Awesome.
The Commodore's Tricorn's awesome. Beauregard got their third level 75 with Dancer. which is pretty cool. The answer's a fun job, man. I wish it was more useful. It is really fun to play. Lady Rose got Beastmaster to 75, capped axe, and we actually got an email from her, so we'll read that a little later. Korag kind of one-upped Edwith here and obtained Corsair's Tricorn plus one. Of course, that's not the relic, but that's just the AI. So, Kintups got to floor 45 of Nizel and soloed the last few 100 weapon skill points for a total of 3,120 and got Stringing Pummel. Oh my god, I would go insane if I had to get that many. That's a lot. Kissfork got the clear for Dynamis Tabnesia and got a lame cutscene.
A lame cutscene?
That's what they say.
I haven't done that yet.
We haven't actually cleared Tab. We just go in the farm. Xanon, let's see, logged back into Final Fantasy 14 after 4 months.
14? Really?
Yeah. Did I say 14?
You totally did.
Wow.
You have 14 on the brain?
I guess, man. I don't know.
Wow, you know, sorry, he's been playing 14 for a while.
You know what it was? They sent out like the little newsletter update thing for the site update they had like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Back into 14. Oh, damn, I did it again.
You totally did. Fusion.
Back into Final Fantasy 11 after 4 months. And, working on some allied notes to get the Iron Ram set to use on their warrior.
Very cool.
Simonez finished up Divine Might, got their Super Nomimi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Super, if you don't want to try and pronounce that whole word. Got Blue Mage to 73. Broke the Latent on their Sephira of Trials. Got Cleric's Cap,
nice.
Dynamic Sandoria. Finished COP 4-2 and bought a Goblin Cracker off the Auction House, which is actually an ammo item. It's not like food. Just in case people... What's a Goblin Cracker?
Cracker!
It's a decent range piece.
Is it?
Yeah. I used one for a little bit. But there you go. That's what we have for player achievements this week.
This is going to be the shortest episode ever.
My god.
My god. Alright, so in-game fusion.
Since Steak didn't do anything, I guess
I'm gonna talk about what I have been doing.
Oh, I bet you will. Alright, so this is like the second week I think I've been trying to sell my Alki bracelets just because I have like no money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm down like less than 100k, and it pains me when I open up my menu and I see that. I'm like, wow, I need money.
Get a job.
So it was
jerk.
It was in game, Steak. In game.
I know. I know.
Right, okay. So they've been going for like 700k or so on the auction house. So I put mine up for 690. And then one sold at 690, I saw. And then the next two after that, some people decided, let's sell ours for 600k. Let's just drop it like a whole 100k. That happens.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks when that happens, because with something that costs that much, if it ends up getting sent back to you, you just like lose that fee. Mm-hmm. It's like,
well, I mean, I've been smart about it. Like, I've gone to the auction house at like Tabnasia to put it up because it's a little cheaper, but it sucks.
It's still a big loss.
It'll add up over time. I mean,
I need
to clean up a little bit and see what else I got to maybe sell that I could live without. I don't want to like gimp my jobs, but if it's something, you know, it's like Alki bracelets, you know, give me maybe 4 extra strength or something on a weapon skill, I would take the
keep 7. The faith, someone will buy it.
Yeah, hopefully. Also, we did the Link Shell did an Odin.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there, unfortunately, but we did get another Valkyrie's Fork, so that's pretty cool.
V-Fork for the win.
Jealous. One of these days it will be mine. Oh, yes. It will be mine. What movie is that from, Steak?
It will be... I don't know. What
it's
is
Wayne's,
it from?
It's Wayne's World.
Okay. I did see Wayne's World, but
he's looking at the guitar.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm feeling saucy.
It will be mine. He starts playing to like Stairway
he's
to
like,
Heaven.
No,
and the dude's
Stairway
like,
to
hey.
Heaven.
There's like the sign. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. Vaguely.
It was a good... I think I have that movie somewhere. I don't think I have a VCR to play it on, though. They like stream it on Netflix later. Watch some Bohemian Rhapsody.
Exactly. They're
all popping their head in the car, and if you're gonna spew in this.
The movie might be funny to watch it again, but it was really just not that good.
It was just so stupid and out there. There's like the second one where he's like Wayne is fighting the one lady's like dad or whatever, and it's like he's like Japanese or Asian or something like that. So they're talking like, oi, you know, like that, and the phone rings, so he picks up the phone. He's like, hello. He's like, hold on, I have another call. So he like does this elaborate thing where he like comes out and he goes psh, psh, and he like
funny.
So anyway, that is
anywho,
Wayne's World tangent.
/random.
That's what we do. Tonight we did Jailer of Love, had full drops.
Nice.
So Chin got a love torque, which is pretty cool. I'm jealous of her. She's not actually working tonight. I just kicked her off the show because she got a love torque.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. She'll use that for her thief. Other than that, I almost forgot the coolest part. So, you know, obviously New Year's was this past week here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
New Year to everyone, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2010.
Some people, you know, they go out partying or whatever. A select group of people sit and camp H&M's. So that's what I was doing to bring in the New Year. I was watching a group slowly kill Tiamat. Then they wiped to 10% and we got it for the kill. Got some nice gators. So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
Then it was technically, you know, the same day. So New Year's Day, we killed, I believe they got Kaimara that morning. And then, you know, someone's like, hey, let's go see if Cerb is up. We'll see if Cerberus is up. So we went and killed Cerberus. And we're like, you know, well, Hydra, why the hell not? And so we killed all three of the Otter Gon guys in one day. That was kind of cool.
Wow. Nice.
Today, I was talking to Chin on Skype, and she's like, someone just told me that Fafnir is up. I'm like, okay, unclaimed. Like, there was no one there. So we went out and we got Fafnir.
Faffy's like one of those, you know, where did everybody go mobs?
Yeah.
I used to be so loved.
Fafnir's sitting there alone in the airy. The guys at Square Enix told me the game was still alive. Where is everybody? Someone should be trying to kill me right now. But it was weird. It's like, you know, Fafnir was just up. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's weird. Whether it's lack of people overall, lack of people doing endgame, you know, it's weird. Any way you look at it, Clint Fafnir is just, that's just wrong.
Unprecedented.
It's wrong.
Oh. Nice.
W-O-R-N-G, wrong.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think they did an Ultima today, too. And it's about it.
Word. I have not been playing Final Fantasy XI. It's been a couple of weeks. But I have been playing another game, Fusion.
Or is it Fiesta?
It is not Fiesta. Although I did dabble in Fiesta.
Hello Kitty Online.
It is not Hello Kitty Online. No, it's a game called Pirates of the
Burning... Pirates of the Caribbean Online.
No. Pirates of the Burning Sea, not Caribbean.
Oh. So why is the sea burning?
Because it's hot. Because it's in the Caribbean. I don't know.
It would just be warm.
I'd imagine. It's basically...
Is it, like, made of lava? That would be a burning sea.
That would be a burning sea. And maybe there are... Maybe there's volcanic activity deep within the... I got nothing. So, anyways, this... it's basically, like, a pirate-era MMO. And it's very detailed. And it's very fun. And I've been enjoying it. Opie and I like to... try new MMOs and stuff, and this game is really cool. It's like really fun. It's very adventurous. I like that sense of adventure.
You like getting around on a boat and dressing up.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat.
Steak and Opie are both female characters, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why
that transpired, but it was just, it was a random choice.
It just felt right.
I just thought it would be sweet to, like, own stuff as a chick. I don't know. But,
fair enough.
In any event, the game is very good. I play on the Defiant server. It's $5 on Steam if you are looking for a game to play in, you know, in between, you know, 11 and whatever else you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's cool. You can be, like, pirates, or you can be, like, and there's, like, two different jobs you can be for pirate, and then there's, like, British, French, and Spanish, and there are three different jobs you can be for those nations, including, like, free trader, you know, that kind of thing. It's really fun. Like, you own your own ships, and you upgrade your ships as you go along. You can build stuff, buildings to make your own ships, and it's very detailed. And another thing that I really like about it is that it's historically accurate for the most part. I've found that they not only, you know, put all these different types of ships in the game, but they also, like, they know the history of all this stuff that's going on. So it's really cool. I've been enjoying that. That's what I've been doing. Shameless plug for Pirates of the Burning Sea. $5 on Steam.
Free, there you go.
Free month. First month.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Yeah, I haven't been playing much 11, but I have been. I'm still here. I'm just playing something else right now.
All right. Someone in Linkshell chat today, they said, "Where is Stakes?"
Seriously?
And I said, "I don't know."
He's in the 1720s in the Caribbean. That's where he is right now. Yes, indeedy.
Is, like, the Mughal gonna, like, deliver me a letter?
Maybe,
to the future style.
That'd be kind of cool.
If I time this right, you will be receiving this letter right after I jumped into the DeLorean, and I'm now in 1885.
Everyone in 1955 is on fire.
He's in the old past, but he's alive.
Yes. That is awesome.
Stakes alive. He's a woman on a pirate ship, but he's alive.
Ah, yes. Oh. Transcending universes for the win. Good times. All right, let's go over to our
universes and genders. Oh, man. All right. So email, first up here, we have email here from Evil Paul of the Hades server. Says, I haven't been playing much lately with the holidays and all, but I'm still enjoying the show. I logged in again to spend more time getting some Gugrusaurus for Ibisu. Immediately got the following tell. I'm not quite sure.
Go for it, dude.
Supposed to GDTFU TFHGBV > ?? / R pound sign game ? %B #uns C %up #N C DE 1 R74 N
E Honda from Street
parentheses pound equals 0 period equals B ?
That is funny.
To which I replied, you type that with your face? I know, of course, that nobody's
acting. Oh, Evil Paul, and that's a good one.
I'm amazed how successful Square Enix has been in eliminating RMT tells. Sure, I get spammed with them, but I challenge anybody to make sense of what they're supposed to mean. And I think this is something that we had brought up a couple weeks ago. They're absurd now.
It's crazy.
Because now, instead of obnoxious advertisements, like some crazy homeless person yelling at you across the street, you have no idea what he's talking about, and you really don't care to try and figure it out. Cheers, Evil Paul.
Nice. That's a good one.
I mean, you know, all these RMT tells, you look at them and you're like,
ooh. It was almost better to, like, you know, see what they're saying and then, you know, ignore them or make fun of them.
I don't know.
Like, it's gibberish.
They look just more absurd now.
Yeah.
They're just like, It's weird.
Law.
Should like encode the title of this episode in like RMT speak. That's what I'm going to coin this whole thing.
RMT speak. Yeah. Oh man.
Let's have the episode, and then like we'll have a bunch of weird things, and then like in parentheses at the end we'll have like O equals Q, and then like 7 equals W, and
7 equals W.
It'll be great.
Oh man.
You don't know what the episode's called because you have to spend like 10 minutes trying to like decode it.
Star, ampersand.
The only way you're going to be able to figure out the episode name is what you have to do. We're actually coming out with our own PFA cereal. It's going to have little biscuity marshmallows. It'll be great. And inside is a decoder ring.
Yes.
And you use this to decode RMP
speed. W, pound sign, E Honda from Street Fighter, N.
The Fonz. That's happy.
Okay. Moving right along, our next email comes from Paul Bunyan. Unfortunately, Dooley is not here to join us to read this email, but he says...
I'm sure Dooley could read it if he wanted to.
Yeah.
That's Cap, get behind the outpost.
He's gonna lol. Greetings to my friends at Pet Food Alpha. This is Paul Bunyan, once again of the Ifrit server. Sorry for the lack of emails this past 2 weeks. I've been swamped at work, and the internet wasn't installed in our new place until just before New Year's Eve. Playing catch-up with all my podcasts has been a trial, but kind of fun too. I've missed hearing from you guys, as sad as that might sound. I write to you today with mixed feelings. As you might surmise, I am once again an inhabitant of Vanadil, and trouncing my way up to the level cap. Zemi has come back with me, and we have since gotten back with our old crew at Evil Evocation X. What is the deal with putting X at the end of everything? Where did that start?
I will take no credit for that. But it was me.
Says, and met the new faces that have joined up since we left. Everything is roses except for one thing. Random crashes. It seems that since upgrading to Windows 7, we have been experiencing more system crashes, freezes, blue screens of death while playing Final Fantasy XI. Changing the compatibility settings tab in the properties doesn't seem to help at all, and I've tried running it everywhere from Vista Service Pack 1 all the way back to base XP. I have since updated our computer's BIOS from the manufacturer's site, as well as the drivers for our video cards, etc. After checking the Windows 7 compatibility page, it indicated that Final Fantasy XI is only compatible with the 32-bit version of the OS. We are running 64-bit due to having 8 gigs of RAM and would like to make the best use of it. 32-bit caps out at 4 gigs. We didn't experience these kinds of problems in Vista. Once we got a hold of the POL client patch from Square and are seriously thinking of reinstalling Vista on a separate partition, which occupies the other half of the current hard drive space. I'm not sure if Square Enix is still addressing Final Fantasy XI's compatibility issues with 64-bit Windows 7, but what with the current holiday weekend, I'm sure there was no one at the office to ask. Maybe this could be something that Mr. Hilton or one of the other community guys at Square Enix could check into for us. Sorry for the laundry list of complaints. To be honest, I've been having a great time in spite of these problems. I've managed to get Black Mage and White Mage from 41 to 43, and Red Mage from 38 to... Didn't we just read that in the... Maybe not. It says, yay, refresh. Top it off with participating in a successful Nizel climb for my friend, Lorenzi? From 5 to 10. Zemi and I are still on floor 1. Has made this a pretty nice start back into the game. White Mage is a lot harder than I remembered it being for some reason, but still rewarding. I should put an end on this overly long email before I end up killing Dooley with all...
You already did.
Dooley's dead.
That's why he's not there.
Yeah. And close by thanking you all for helping to keep my interest in the game after taking the break. Yours truly, Paul Bunyan, paladin of Ifrit.
Yeah, you're using 7, aren't you?
I totally am, and I've never had a problem with Final Fantasy XI.
Are you using 64-bit?
I am. I'm using 64-bit. I've got 6 gigs of RAM on my PC. Never had a problem. I mean, I downloaded the same... it's the POL launcher from the Squeenix website. And you need to do that for Windows 7. For both versions?
For Vista and 7, you need to...
For Vista and 7, 32-bit.
I would assume, I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that the Ultimate Collection that came out a couple months ago, I would assume that would have the newer installer on it, so you probably don't have to do that. I could be wrong, though, so...
I'm not sure what to tell you on that. Not sure why you are crashing, but
it might just be one of those things. I don't know.
I've never... I mean, I've run 11 in both, you know, regular mode and official windowed mode, and I've never had a problem with running 11. It's never crashed on me. It's never crashed my computer. Let me think. Has it ever crashed on me, like, ever? Only when I, like, accidentally alt-tab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I've never had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Really, what I would do if you're, you know, if the crashes and stuff are just getting to the point where they're really annoying, you know, make the new partition. Probably, I think Final Fantasy takes up around maybe 10 gigs or so. Vista takes up, I can't remember.
It's like 7 gigs, isn't it?
I want to say so.
It's like almost 8 gigs or something like that.
Maybe do like a 30 gig partition or something. You know, make sure you, you know, leave room for...
Well, now that he's heard that it works with 64-bit Windows 7, he's going to figure out...
Yeah, I mean, it's computers can be weird sometimes. Sometimes something for one person will work, and for others it'll, you know, be the least cooperative thing in the world. So, just try little things here and there. I mean, if you still got your Vista disk, a partition...
No, don't go back to Vista. It's like...
I mean, it would be annoying to have to switch over and stuff, but I mean, if, you know, whatever provides the best environment to play 11, I would say go for it.
It works on 764, make it work! You can do it! Yeah. If anyone out there has any ideas too, let us know.
Sure. Because I haven't really done that much, so I had like one of the later release candidates of 7, and I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Really? You weren't? Yeah. Why?
Well, for one, I couldn't record episodes because the audio stuff was messed up.
Huh.
So that was really it. I mean, if I can't record, I don't want it. So it was, I mean, it obviously was the release candidate. It wasn't the final build.
Right. So
I'm sure they've probably fixed most of that stuff by now. But I mean, I like Vista. I haven't had any problems with Vista.
I think that if you call Square and say, what's the deal with the Final Fantasy XI compatibility issues with Windows 7 64, they're going to say there aren't any compatibility issues with Windows 64, Windows 7 64.
It's just something somewhere. It's just not agreeing with the game or something.
Yeah,
it could be even just something else. I mean, you know, just because it's crashing while you're playing 11, I mean, it could be a completely different issue that
right,
just happens
exactly.
While you're playing 11 too. Could be a million different things. So, really, I mean, do the obvious stuff. Do like a, you know, defrag the hard drive, virus check, all that kind of stuff. And you know, just it'll probably just take some toying around, and you know, maybe you'll figure something out. You know, something will just kind of click, and
yeah.
You have problems with it anymore. You know, it's really hard to just kind of say do this and everything will work fine, because you know everyone's got a different computer, different hardware, and everything. So. Yeah.
And we wish you good luck, sir, on that.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Yes, don't give up. All right, next email.
All right. Next email comes from Lady Rose from the Shiva server. We talked about this email a little bit earlier. It says, hello all. I'm currently at level 74 Beastmaster. After hearing Steak talk about the great idea of getting an ice cream cake, I decided to get a cake for myself when I'm 75. Well, I'm 25K TNL, so I thought it was time to order that cake. It's supposed to say happy 75th Lady Rose with green and yellow flowers, Windgerst colors, and a blue crab. Picking it up Sunday, so I have time to actually hit 75. Hopefully I can get pictures sent to you in time before the next recording. And sure enough, we have a picture of the cake with a blue crab.
Oh, where is it? Is it on that email?
The email.
Oh my gosh, hold on, I gotta go see it. I didn't even notice that there was a, Oh, that is awesome! Happy 75th! Nice! Oh, that's cool.
We'll make sure to put this up on the front page. You guys can see this too.
That is excellent. I wonder if they wrote that themselves or if they had them
probably ordered it that way. The person making the cake is probably what is this for?
They're like they probably assumed that it was somebody's 75th birthday.
75-year-old lady with a blue crab on the cake. What?
There's got to be some, I'm sure they've had.
She like a deep sea.
You know what? I bet you
they get a whole bunch of weird cake requests.
No.
That is just awesome.
I would go and Google weird cakes, but I think that took half an hour out of an episode once, so I'm just gonna not do that.
All right. Oh, next
lobster cake, I think is what we'd. I don't know. Anyway,
all right. Next email comes from Edwith, who hails from the. Oh my gosh! Sorry, Ed. Pandemonium? No, wait.
No, he's not on Leviathan.
Leviathan, yes.
Is he?
Isn't it?
I think he's from some server somewhere.
I'm drawing a blank right now. I apologize. I think it's Leviathan. Anyways.
He's moved around so much.
It's true. He says, Dear PFA crew.
From the Monodeal RV, that's what I'm going to...
Yeah. I've decided that this year, my in-game resolution is going to be getting all jobs... getting all 20 jobs to level 37. I'm currently 7 out of 20. My current mission is Dark Knight. Its heavy damage dealing is a nice change from all the rolling, healing, and lol pupping I have done prior.
That is quite possibly the best new verb ever. Lol pupping.
Pupping? Yeah.
Pupping, yeah. To puppet.
To pup.
Is the...
He says, what is your in-game resolutions for 2010? Happy New Year's. May your celebrations be both merry and safe. Signed, Edwith.
I have ideas of what I would like my in-game resolution to be. I don't know how committed I'll be able to be to them. I would, ideally, I would like to get another job up to 75. I don't know what job that will be. It'll probably be, Dark Knight, Thief, or Corsair, because those are the ones that are, kind of up there already. They're in, their 60s or something. But I don't know. I mean, just looking at the grand scheme of things, 14 beta's coming out soon. So once that hits, I'll probably be spending a lot of time in that. After that, 14 retail will be out. Who knows?
Who knows?
I think our shell does have a use for a Corsair, but I don't have any money to level it right now because someone on the auction house on Carby decided to drop Alki bracelets by 100k. I don't know. It's kind of I would kind of like to go back and do it at the same time. It's Corsair. It's one of the strong support classes. If I level that, that's it. You have Bard? Come on, Bard. What do you want me on today? You want me on Thief? You want me on Dragoon, Samurai? No, come on, Bard. I don't want to do that.
Bard.
I don't know. My Corsair, I have some decent gear for it already, so it wouldn't be uber geared, but it'd be decent geared, and I don't know if I would want to spend the time and money to get it uber geared,
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I'm not sure. One of these days.
Mm-hmm. My in-game resolution...
Oh, and also get more mock house furniture.
Yeah, that's an ongoing...
I just needed to confirm it with everybody. So everyone is okay. I'm still going to be getting mock house furniture, so...
Nice.
Shadow Lord statue! Get your marbles this week.
Oh yeah, Evan, get your marbles.
I totally forgot about it. Get your marbles. So get your Shadow Lord statue.
My bonanza.
Don't get your Adamantoid statue. Don't get a turtle. Get your Shadow Lord.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares about turtles.
Good times.
Turtles.
My 2010 resolutions for 11 would be To try probably just to do as much storyline stuff as I can. I'd like to get rank 10, and I'm almost there.
If you get a group of people, you can do rank 10 in any nation, you know, in a couple days.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
I would like to do some more Treasures of Aragon. That'd be fun. And not just because I need to do it to do, you know, events with the Link Shell or whatever.
Sig just wants the flag for his mock house.
Yeah, but just for the storyline. And Wings of the Goddess, obviously, is...
Yeah.
It's huge.
I need to finish up Wings of the Goddess, too. I actually haven't finished the last batch of Sandy missions. I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, other than that, that's pretty much it for right now. I mean, just storyline, because obviously we, you know, 14 is going to be coming out. Mm-hmm. And I would like to do, you know, finish up everything that I've always wanted to do. You know, and that's pretty much storyline at this point.
It'll be an interesting time. I mean, you know, we'll have 14 starting to poke its head out of the water a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey guys, come play with me. And we'll be like, okay. We'll
be like, okay, sounds like a plan.
If your Moogle's like, I still love you. Please come back.
Baby, come back.
You know, I think this really, for a lot of people, you know, all of us here at PFA, I'm sure they're, you know, most of the guys over at LBR and, you know, everybody else in the community, you know, 14 starts to come out, people start experimenting with it. It all comes down to, you know, which one you gonna pick. You know, it's, I don't know, you know, it's more difficult to juggle two, you know, both of them. So, you know, yeah, it's gonna come down to, for a lot of people, you know, 11 or 14.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Alright, that is all of the emails for this week, sir.
Alrighty. So what we've done, and we put this up last week, is, and we've offered this before, is the New Year's Resolution voicemail. So we did get some voicemails. We got 5, probably because of the short notice. It was kind of a short notice thing. We're like, hey, we should probably do this year. But we're also leaving the PFA voicemail up. People can use it to submit questions to the show if they would like. If you're interested in doing that, you can do so by calling the Pet Food Alpha name on Skype. Or if you have Skype installed on your computer, we have a new button up on the website, up on the little link section of the sidebar there in the upper right-hand corner. It's a little green thing. It's, you know, if you hover over it, it says send PFA a voicemail. You click on that, and if your Skype is opened up, it'll bring up the little window and call us. So, you know, if you don't want to type an email up, you know, if you are, you know, Paul Bunyan, if you're sick of, you know, having to put Duel through, you know, reading your, you know, 5 paragraph emails, you could leave a voicemail and no one would have to read it. So, not that we don't enjoy the 5 paragraph long emails.
Right, you know, yeah.
I'm just giving an example. Yeah, so we're looking to do some other stuff with that too. In the near future, where, you know, I think one of the ideas we had thrown around was doing guest apps via voicemail. So when we figure that out, we will let you guys know. But that's pretty much it for this week. You know, we'll be back here next week with whatever happens. So we're going to go ahead and take this out with the New Year's resolutions for this year.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Say goodnight, Fusion.
Good night, Fusion.
I knew you were going to say that.
I couldn't help it. It was too easy.
Yep.
Hi, this is Earthdigger from the Unicorn Server. My New Year's resolution for the year of 2010 is to complete Rise of Zillard, Judges of Aragon, get caught up on Wings of the Goddess, and finish the Crystalline Prophecy and the Shan Toto Ascension, as well as get all my jobs up to level 50 and do all the artifact quests. Looks like I've got a busy year ahead of me.
Greetings, PFA. This is Taylor of the Hades server, wishing you all a happy new year. My resolution for this year in-game will be the following. First, I'll be finishing my merits on Red Mage. It's far overdue. Next, I'll be trying to get my second level 75 job, although I haven't decided which one. Could be Summoner, Beastmaster, or Blue Mage. Lastly, I'll keep having fun with my friends, because if you're not having fun, why are you playing this game? And alright, one last thing, a big wave to the Heroes on Legacy, and ciao until next time, PFA!
Hello, PFA crew. This is Moonwick from the Cape Test server. And my New Year's resolution will be trying to get at least one relic for Dark Knight or Thief, or at least try to get in Dynamis. That is my New Year's resolution. Have a great New Year's, everyone. Bye.
Hey, PFA. This is Sagan of Hades. My New Year's resolution in-game is to take Dirge, Scholar, Summoner, and Dancer to 75. Being as it may, I'm White Mage 75, and it's my only job at that level. Out of game, my plan is to finish my prerequisites in college and start down the path of video game programming, beat my 36 unbeaten video games for just about every system I have, and save a ton of money so my girlfriend can finally come and live with me. Happy New Year's, PFA.
Greetings, all y'all Vanadillions, all you PFA fans and PFA crew. This is Squigglicious coming to you live from the Mire, my new zoo of choice. As far as my New Year's resolutions go, of course I have a personal one as far as just trying to take life as it comes and trying to revel in my accomplishments instead of putting myself down all the time. I think that's just kind of a good one for anybody to have. As far as Final Fantasy XI wise, my goals are to get Beastmaster 75, and probably to do one that I had actually had as a New Year's resolution a couple years ago on PFA, and that is to get my Alchemy to 100. It's currently at 81, and it stayed there for a while, so I'm putting it a little bit on the forefront, especially with the new Artisan's Advantage Muko Koopa power. So, but I hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year, and cheers. Wishing PFA an awesome New Year as well. Real quick, shout out to my new link shell, Sea Monkeys, over on the Bahamut server. Y'all take care. Goodbye.